Hey, this is your host, Evie, and I am coming to you from Somerset, Kentucky. And I am trying hoping that you will go out and vote and get your vote on, everyone. It is a scary outcome. We have those that are willing to take away our freedoms and rights, Social Security, and even VA. And you even have those coming at you. And what Maya Angelou says, if they show you who they are, believe them. If they say they're going to take away the Social Security, they're going to take away the Social Security. If they're going to take away your Medicaid and Medicare, if you're on it, they're going to do it. So my humble advice to you is to go vote. It is of the essence. So I am going to attach a segment from the Color Random Thoughts pertaining to a biblical insight of everything, because basically, if you have not heard, the Euphrates is drying up. So if anybody knows Revelation 16, chapter 16, verse 12, basically one of the angels pour a bowl of water over it and it dries out the Euphrates, and it releases four fallen angels, which we are known as the four horsemen. So yeah, I don't think it's going to come. I am praying it doesn't come in this outcome, but anybody that does not believe in Jesus, or I don't want you to, one, be mad at me. This is something I was believing since I was a kid, and I'm a minister too. So, but if you have anything that either contradicts or even is similar to what is going to be played and or is what I, if any ideas, because I'm in a learning process and I'm learning everybody's religions. Just because I read them don't necessarily mean I understand them. And the way that the people, the way I grew up and understand it might be different than what you grew up and understand it. So, please teach me. Be my teacher and I will be your student, and vice versa. If you don't know, I will teach you too. That's what it is. We are here to learn. This, the earth and our experiences, is a learning matter. So I am begging y'all to vote. Despite who you vote for, I'm hoping that you vote for the right ones, the right people that's going to take care of those needy and everything. But if not, I have to respect your decision, because everybody has free will and not everybody can force the hand to vote for whoever they want to vote for. So with that being said, listen to this video and I will talk to you later. God bless y'all. Peace out. Hey, hey, hey. This is your girl, Ivana, from The Color Random Thoughts. I am your host, Anista, and I'm taking you on this journey on the rant 2. The colorful rant 2, basically. So this is freestyling. I am not reading anything, well, except for items that I want to read, and I want to give you that perspective of who I am, one, and what my concerns are, two. Okay, so basically we are going into a midterm election. Yes, everybody's like, oh my God, everybody says this is important. It is important. Every election is important, regardless of what you do, whether it's local, state, or
national, international, whatever the case may be. Every vote is a privilege. We fought. Now, I'm going to say, one, I'm a female. Two, I'm Black and Indigenous. So we had to fight 3, 4, 5, 10 times hard to vote. And I cannot express how much you all need to vote. And I want, now, granted, I know everybody is not religious. You have some that are. I'm going to quote the Bible, but I'm also going to quote The Art of War by Sun Tzu. Both actually intertwine. And the reason why I say both, and I'm going to go into that now. They both say that the people are supposed to be represented by the leaders that's going to take care of the people. Okay. It says it in that book. It says it in the Bible. Am I saying some other books? I'm still trying to get the Torah and the Quran. I'm a minister, so I'm trying to learn all religions because the simple fact that I respect all religions. I don't say, oh, I'm just for the Bible and that's whoop. No, I respect all religions because there's still one God. But each religion has a different way of interpreting that God. So both, not only the Bible, but also the Art of War, it says that the people runs the government. It doesn't say the government runs the people. Now, you have those that are taking away your rights. God put on this earth, and if you're a different religion, please correct me. Everybody has free will. They have free will to think. They have free will to learn. They have free will to run their own lives. God is the righteous judge. When you take away, for instance, abortion, you're taking away the right for God to judge those people. Those people, when they do the abortion, that's something that those that had the abortions have to deal with. That's none of your damn business. Granted, I'm going to quote some things in the book of Psalms because a lot of stuff has been popping up. I have heard the audio of where they thought that the four fallen angels were at the Euphrates, because the Euphrates is like literally dry. And that's in Revelation 6, was it 16:12? 16:12, yeah. The Euphrates is literally losing life. Now, unless it has something to do with the dam, if there's a dam involved, they need to put that sucker back. But if not, that's what's causing the Euphrates to dry up. And it's going to unleash something that you think Republicans, Democrats, dictators, kings, queens, they can't handle this. They will not be able to handle this. This is too much. So let me get into it because, of course, we're going into a mid-term election here in the United States. And I'm talking freely. I'm not talking you know, with a script or anything. Only script I have is the Bible, me, you, and Jesus. And if you don't believe in Jesus, that's your choice. I don't condone anybody that's atheist, that is Jewish, none of that. I respect all religions, and that's why I try to read everybody's stuff so that way I can understand everybody's thought process and thinking. Because if everybody did that, we will understand people better. But it is what it is. All right. So in Psalms 1, and I'm gonna go all the way to 11:7. I'm gonna go from Psalms 1 all the way to Psalms chapter 11 to 7, 7th verse. All right. And this is not to deter you, but this is telling you, you got people that are in leadership positions telling you that you need to follow them instead of them following you. You are the people, and you are the ones they're supposed to respect. They're not supposed to respect. Let's put it this way. They are not supposed to have you respect them. You are supposed to respect, they're supposed to respect you. So just to give you a heads up and give you a, I'm going to go read all this because eventually this is coming and nobody is seeing it. With this insurrection and all this other stuff in the United States, the stuff going on in Ukraine and Russia, which I just found out that was in the Bible. The war they're supposed to have is in the Bible too. So, but let me get into it. So Psalms 1, blessed is the one who does not walk in step with the wicked, or stand in the way the sinners take, or sit in the company of mockers. Don't you understand that? You are mocking an 82-year-old getting hit with a hammer. But you shouldn't be around that. If you were God-fearing and all about God. But we're not going to go into false prophets, but let's keep continuing on this. But those whose delight is the law of the Lord, and who meditates on his law day and night, the person is like tree planted by streams of water, which yields in fruit in season, and those leaf does not wither. Whatever they do prospers. So as long as you have goodness and love in your heart, things will prosper. Not so the wicked. They are like chaff that's the wind blows away. Therefore, the wicked will stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the assembly of the righteous. For the Lord watches over the way the righteous, but the way of the wicked leads into destruction. Okay, so this is what it's saying, basically. You have people, and I'm not going to go into what they call an orange Jesus, which is not part of the Bible. But you have those evangelists, whatever the hell you want to call them, those that are televangelists that refer to a certain somebody as the orange Jesus or the black Jesus or whatever the case may be. Either way it goes, if they're not helping those that are in the right, those that are fighting to become, you know, like the needy and everything else, it's going to lead to destruction. And right now we're leading to a destruction. And it didn't happen overnight. That happened 5 years ago. We had, in the United States, we had five, actually 7 years ago, if you think about it, we had more crime 7 years ago than anything in the world. So you can't blame the current person because the simple, and I hate to say this, I'm not trying to take up for nobody, but the current person is trying to fix what the last person did. Just like when, for instance, Bush left office, Obama took over. And he had to fix an economy. It takes 8 years to fix an economy and only 1 year to fuck it up. Or 2 years, actually. 2 years to fuck it up. And it was messed up before Biden got in. Because the simple fact they kept buying and buying and buying. But I'm not going there, or we'll get into the book. All right. So as long as you show love to God, he got you. Bottom line. What through the natures conspire and the people's plot in vain? The kings of the earth rise up and the rulers band together against the Lord, against his anointed, saying, and I'm going to stop there. You have Trump that took documents. He gave, and I'm going to say it because I'm going to keep it real. He gave it to China. He gave it to Saudi Arabia. He gave it to Putin and Russia because the simple fact that he admired dictators because they had the power and nobody can do shit. There was no democracy. There was nothing. Pardon my French, but I'm keeping it real. All right? Let's go on. Let us break the chains and throw off their shackles. In other words, we need to wake the fuck up. They are using us as a pawn so that way they can get what they want. When we put them in power, they can get power from companies. They can get power from those elites, so-called elites, not all of them. I ain't going to go ahead and say it was all of them, but not all of them. But you got some elites that are making billions and millions of dollars that don't give a shit about people, that make working them to the bone. But I'm just saying, because, you know, not everybody hearing it. The one enthroned in the heaven laughs. The Lord scoffs at them. He rebukes them in anger and terrifies them in wrath, saying, I have installed my king on Zion, my holy mountain. Do you remember when DeSantis took 50 people to Martha's Vineyard? As if he didn't know that they had a God that they prayed to. Because they were, one, already legal. Two, they were praying to God too. Everybody prays to God. Not everybody, but you have those praying to God wanting a better life because they are scared. Think about it. Just think about it. He sent them to Martha's Vineyard to turn around when they had a hurricane asked them to come back because of the simple fact that they needed help Florida to rebuild. I'm just saying. I will proclaim the Lord's decree. He said to me, you are my son. Today I have become your father. Ask me and I will make the nations your inheritance and the ends of the earth your possession. You will break them with the rod of iron. You will dash them in pieces like pottery. Let me tell you something. You can't have an orange Jesus. You can't have a black Jesus. I think Jesus is black. But those people that deem other people that are alive now and saying that they were the Jesus and the savior of the democracy, no. 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 Hell no. Pardon my French, but hell no. Therefore, you kings, be wise. Be warned, your rulers of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear and celebrate his rule with trembling. Kiss his son or he will be angry and you and your way will lead to your destruction. Right now, we're going, look, Florida got destructed. Not once, but twice. It got destroyed. We have the wrong people in our government. And I'm not going to say, oh, go red or go blue. Everybody don't know what the hell they're doing. Everybody. I would go with the lesser evil than I would go with the higher one. I would rather go with someone that says that they are willing to save our democracy than the someone that said they're going to take away Social Security and all this other stuff. But we're going to go into it. For his wrath can flare up in a moment. Blessed are all who take refuge in him. Psalms 3. Lord, how many are my foes? How many rise up against me? How many are saying of me, God will not deliver him? But you, Lord, are a shield around me, my glory, the one who lifts my head high. I call onto the Lord, and answer me from his holy mountain. I lie down and sleep. I wake again because the Lord sustains me. I will not fear though tens of thousands assail me on every side. Let me tell you, the more you talk stuff about somebody that ain't true, the more God gonna have them. You all fail to realize that immigrants have a God that they pray to too. We pray to God, but they pray to God too. And I guarantee you, if they are in need, he gonna make sure that they get what they got. He gonna make sure that they get what they need to get to be safe. And as long as they not fear to come here to get what they need to sustain themselves, that's what they're going to do. Arise, Lord, deliver me, my God. Strike all my enemies on the jaw. Break the teeth of the wicked. From the Lord comes deliverance. May your blessings be your people. And that's self-explanatory. This is, maybe I should say, this is a Holy Bible made from Zondervan. It's the NIV, the National Invocational, something like that. I can't remember. God, good God. I don't remember because it's like, it's here, but it's like, the New International Version. That's what it's called. New International Version. Okay, so we are in Psalms 5:4. No, we're at 3. Okay, Lord, how many are my foes? How many rise up against me? How are they sent? How many or many are saying of me, God will not deliver him. But Lord, you shield around me, my glory, my one who lifts my head high. I call out to the Lord, and answers me from holy mountain. I lie down and sleep, wake again because the Lord sustains me. I will not fear tens of thousands set. Okay, so I did read this, but you can hear it again. Arise, Lord, deliver me from God. Strike all my enemies on the jaw. Break the teeth of the wicked. From the Lord comes deliverance. May your blessing be on your people. Think about it. All the stuff that's being saying with the insurrectionist, with, I guess, Fox News, all those that were talking mischief. Now, I'm not saying that the Democrats don't do the same thing. I'm just saying that it's more extreme on that side than it is on the other. Okay? And you may not believe me, but it is what it is. Psalms 4. Answer me when I call you, my righteous God. Give me the relief from my distress. Have mercy on me and hear my prayer. How long will you people turn my glory into shame? How long will you love delusions and seek false gods? Know that the Lord has set apart his faithful servant for himself. The Lord hears when I call him. That's what I was saying about those that went over to Martha's Vineyard. God heard them. Tremble and do not sin when you are on your beds. Search your hearts and be silent. Offer the sacrifices of the righteous and trust in the Lord. Many, Lord, are asking, who will bring us prosperity? Let the light of your face shine on us. Fill my heart with joy when their grain and new wine abound. In peace will lie down and sleep for you alone, Lord, make you dwell in safety. Yeah, and then of course now we're not in safety because of the simple fact that people are having guns and stuff at the polls and at the ballot boxes, ready to shoot people on a whim. Listen to my words, Lord. Consider my limit. Hear my cry for help, my King and my God. For you I pray. In the morning, Lord, you hear my voice. In the morning, I lay my requests before you and wait expectantly. For you are not God who is pleased with wickedness. With you, evil people are not welcome. The arrogant cannot stand in your presence. The arrogant cannot stand in your presence. You hate all who do wrong. You destroy those who tell lies. The bloodthirsty and the deceitful, you, Lord, detest. Gee, I wonder who that side of the bunch could be. And they could be on both sides. I'm just saying. But your great love, can come to your house in reverence. I bow down towards your holy temple. Lead me, Lord, in your righteousness because of my enemies. Make you your way straight before me. Not a word from the mouth I can be trusted. Their heart is filled with malice. Need I say more? Their throat is an open grave. With their tongues, they tell lies. Declare them guilty, O God. Let their intrigues be their downfall. Banish them for their many sins, for they have rebelled against you. But let all who take refuge in you be glad. Let them ever sing your joy. Spread your protection over them, that those who love your name may rejoice in you. Surely, Lord, you bless the righteous. You surround them with your favor as with your shield. So those that tell the truth, whether it's Republican, whether it's Democratic, they will always be protected if they tell the truth. Whether you're independent, whether you are for or against a certain dictator, you will be protected because they tell the truth. And you're being truthful to yourself because you know that they are truthful to themselves as well. Okay, and just to let you know, Psalms is more of songs than like verses. I mean, I could sing to you. I don't know if you want it, but I could sing to you. But yeah, so we're going to Psalm 6, and the reason why I'm going into this, just in case you come in, is just that if you see the disparity between what we're going through now and what was happening, you can see that it kind of coincides. It literally is a matchup. And for you to have those that are in power telling you, oh, we're going to do this and we're going to do that for you. Basically, the people, the power is in the people. It's not in those in leadership. The leadership is supposed to help those that are in need. And when they're talking about taking away VA rights, they're talking about taking away Medicare, Medicaid, other social, they feel, and we put money into it. That's the funny thing. If we worked, I mean, even immigrants came over, they put money into, when they paid for clothes, they paid for utilities and stuff. They put taxes, everybody's paid taxes into something of another for certain entitlements. And everybody is not only respectably entitled to it, but you know, they like, well, and let me go ahead and clear this out too, since we're here. You're talking about immigrants taking jobs, taking certain jobs. It's jobs that people don't do. You wouldn't even have cigarettes if it wasn't for them. We wouldn't have strawberries if it wasn't for them. We wouldn't have blueberries if it wasn't for them. Shut that shit down. Really, shut that stuff down. Because the simple fact, you don't really know what jobs is being taken, because the simple fact, you're hearing it from the man. The man saying, oh, well, they're taking all the jobs. They're not taking nothing. They're taking the jobs that you don't do. And if they do better, we should be blessed, because they're willing to help us. We had soldiers that hadn't even got, some of them were working on their citizenship, but willing to risk their life for the United States. What kind of person are you to think, oh, well, they taking our jobs? Well, then you enlist into the United States Army, or the Navy or the Marines. Oh, you don't want to do it? But they were willing to do it because that's how much dedication they had in our democracy, in our goals and dreams. You ought to be ashamed of yourself to think that people from other countries, oh, they just taking the jobs and everything. They're not. And if they go in the military, I was so blessed to meet so many people who wanted to fight against the Taliban and everybody else and lost their lives and didn't even get their citizenship yet. Oh, you didn't think about those. But everybody wants to complain. Oh, well, they didn't. They taking over the jobs. But if they willing to risk their life for our country, you need to show them a little bit more respect than just, oh, they trying to take away our jobs. They trying to get this and that, and the Democrats are doing that, and this and that. No, nobody's doing that. You are scared. They wasn't scared. You are afraid. You are a coward because they went ahead and risked their lives. Those are still around and everything, God bless you. You had some that got deported. God bless you, and I hope you were able to come back to our country. Because if it wasn't for them, we would get our asses dealt with. Not everybody is a burden. So, going into Psalm 6. Lord, do not rebuke me in your anger or discipline me in your wrath. Have mercy on me, Lord, for I am faint. Heal me, Lord, for my bones are in agony. My soul is in deep anguish. How long, Lord? How long? Question. Turn, Lord, and deliver me. Save me because your unfailing love. Among the dead, no one proclaims your name. Who praises you from the grave? You have those that are in government, in leadership that don't even praise God's name. How dare you? How dare you? He gave you that position. He helped you with that position. And you didn't even say thank you. I am worn out from my groaning. All night long, I flood my bed with weeping and drench my couch with tears. My eyes grow weak with sorrow. They fail because of all my foes. Away from me, all you do, all who do evil. Away from me, all who do evil. For the Lord has heard me weeping. Those that are crying because they have to carry the life of a child that once somebody raped them. Somebody had to take their innocence from them. But, hey, we don't care. We're pro-life. What about death penalty? You're quick to carry guns and shit. You're quick to kill somebody. If they turn around and a drop of a dime, they steal something or they break into your stuff, you're going to commit murder. You can't be on two sides. There are no two masters. There's only one. The Lord has heard me cry for mercy, and the Lord accepts my prayer. All enemies will overwhelmed with shame and anguish, and they will turn and sudden be put to shame. Psalm 7. And I got, four more to go? But they're short. Read the Bible. They pretty short. Lord, my God, take refuge in you. Lord, my God, I take refuge in you. Save and deliver me from all who pursue me, or they will tear me apart like a lion and rip me to pieces with no one to rescue me. I think that's how the women are feeling with everybody taking away Roe versus Wade and their abortion rights and other rights that they're planning on taking. Lord, my God, if you have done this and there is guilt on my hands, if I had repaid my ally with evil or without cause have robbed my foe, then let my enemy pursue and overtake me, and let them trample my life to the ground and make me sleep in dust. What have they done to you for you to say that you're going to take away their right to whatever they want to do? Abortion, whatever. We are not. And I repeat, we are not the judges. God is the rightful judge. Arise, Lord, in your anger. Rise up against the rage of my enemies. Awake, my God. Decree justice. Let the assembled peoples gather around you while you sit enthroned over them on high. Let the Lord judge the peoples. Vindicate me, Lord, according to my righteousness, according to my integrity, O Most High. Bring to the end of the violence of the wicked and make the righteous secure. You, the righteous God, who probes minds and hearts. My shield is God Most High, who saves the upright in heart. God is righteous. God. Oh, please note Psalm 7. Psalm 7, the 11th verse. God is a righteous judge, a God who displays his wrath every day. So if he, which is God, has a problem with those having, let's say, abortions, having trouble with, I don't know, you know, the trans thing or whatever. It says here, he is the righteous God, the God who displays his wrath every day. He is the one to judge. He does not say man to judge. I'm just saying, you don't like it, talk to him. God is the righteous judge, God who displays his wrath every day. If he does not relent, he will sharpen his sword. He will bend and string his bow. He has prepared his deadly weapons to make ready for his flaming arrows. Whoever is pregnant with evil conceives trouble and gives birth to disillusionment. So basically, those that feel that, oh, well, you know, okay, so one, we have to think. If you have a problem with one, abortion, you need to have a problem with two, the death penalty. Because it's pro-life. But it's saying here, whoever is pregnant with evil, so you have kids that was incense. You have kids that was evilly pursued by men. You saying that they got to carry the seed of the child? What the hell's wrong with you? Whoever digs a hole and scoops it out falls into the pit they have made. So those that believe, those people that states that a child should carry their seed of their rapist, those that feel that a woman should carry the seed of the rapist. Get ready to dig a hole for yourself, girl, because girl or guy or whoever the hell you is, you're going down. The trouble they cause recoils on them. Their violence comes down on their own heads. You all don't know that you are causing violence, not only on those people, but yourself too. Believe in that bullshit. Now, I'm going to put it there. Lord, forgive me for cussing around your Bible. But in order to get the message, sometimes you got to cuss people out just to get it out there. I will give thanks to the Lord because of his righteousness. I will sing the praises of the name of the Lord and Most High. Y'all, you can't say that one is good for the goose. It's good for the gander. I want to also put out there, there was a saying, I am light. The light is within me. The light moves through me. The light surrounds me. The light protects me. I am the light. That's by Gonzalo Newton. That is a saying from a beautiful saying. We are supposed to be the light. You telling people what the hell they supposed to do is being dark. You are putting yourself in the darkness. Why? Because this leader told you so, because that influencer told you so, because I don't care. People have the right to do whatever the hell they want to. You can't control people's lives. That is not your place, and that is not your mission. That is not your purpose. You are not supposed to tell people what they're supposed to do. Stay in your lane and mind your business. Psalms 8. For the director of music, according to Gilleth, Psalm of David. Of course, like I said, Psalms is a category of Psalms. And that's why it's so short. They have so many short chapters, but they're so meaningful. Lord our God, or Lord our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. You have set your glory into the heavens. Through the praise of children and infants, you have established a stronghold against your enemies to silence the foe and the avenger. When you consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars, which you have set in place. What mankind that you are mindful of them? Human beings that you care for them. He cares for all human beings, whatever we do. You have made them a little lower than the angels, true, and crowned them with glory and honor, true. You have made them rulers over the works of your hands. You put everything under their feet, all flocks and herds, and the animals of the wild, the birds in the sky, the fish in the sea, and all that swim in the paths of the seas. Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. We are in dire times. Everybody don't want to. Hey, so we're back. This segment is a freestyle. It's a random rant. And it's more of a biblical look at. So I would love for other religions to listen and give me your feedback if you have the same ideologies and thought process as it says in the Bible. But if not, it's okay. I still love you. I am grateful for you. Thank you so much for joining my podcast, because like I said, the only way you're going to learn about other cultures if you get out there and you speak. You have to, you know, I can read about China or South Korea or Russia or whatever the case may be, but if the people don't speak to me and let me know how it really is, you know, or even UK, I'm not leaving y'all out, you know, I'm not leaving none of y'all out, but if you tell me how you feel and tell me how it's going down, I really appreciate it, because that's educating me. I want to learn so I can grow, and I want y'all to grow with me. So I appreciate your time, your space, everything. Excuse me. It's been okay. So this election has been a clusterfuck, honestly. And I've been reading stuff. I've been seeing stuff online about the voices from the Euphrates River. Yes. In Revelations, I think it's 16:12 or 12:16. I gotta remember, because I have mommy moments. I'm sorry. But it talks about the seals. There are seven seals that is supposed to set off the apocalypse. And basically, if we don't put Putin in check, all hell's gonna break loose. So Putin, Xi, and freaking Rocket Man, I don't even know what his name is. He really don't. That goes show you he don't matter. But I hate to say that. I'm sorry. No disrespect for those listening in North Korea. I still love y'all. I do. I just don't remember his name. Kim Jong-un. Kim Un. Something like that. But anyway. So I was getting into Psalms 9, and I had to cut off. So I'm going back to Psalms 9, and just in case if I missed the first, because I have to edit this, and I'm not a good at editing. I'm sorry. But if I am, thank you. I tried. I do love y'all. So going into Psalms 9. And it's called The Director of Music to Tune of the Death of the Sun, a Psalm of David. I will give thanks to you, Lord, with all my heart. I will tell all your wonderful deeds. I will be glad and rejoice in you. I will sing the praises of you, of your name, O Most High. My enemies turn back. They stumble and perish before you. You have upheld my right and my cause, setting enthroned as the righteous judge. And again, what I said in the at the beginning, God is supposed to be the righteous judge. It's not man. It doesn't say God and man is going to judge people who have abortions. God and man are supposed to judge if you are an LGBTQ. It doesn't matter who you love. Everybody's got to answer to God. I'm okay with that. And I'm going to tell you my personal story. I had to have an abortion because I was bleeding every three steps. It was horrific. I was looking like a walking zombie. I was gray. I couldn't have the child as much as I was trying to, but they were like, yeah, you won't survive, and the child wouldn't survive. And I had three other kids, so I had to make that choice between, okay, I need to live for the other three kids because, you know, their fathers were in and out of their lives, or should I go ahead and just let it go, and then if I die, I just die. Because either way it goes, I'm going to be with God. God's going to love me regardless of what happened. And even though I did that, God has blessed me. He has blessed me with wonderful people in my life. I had no, I just didn't have no problem. He is the righteous judge, and nobody should judge anybody for, and they say that God is the righteous judge. Man cannot judge man. We have free will. So whatever we decide, it's up to us. We come here alone. We die alone. So we go on this journey alone. It doesn't matter who you think you are. You could have all the book sense in the world. Don't have no common sense. You don't have no spiritual sense. It doesn't matter. You may have spiritual and common sense, but don't have no book sense. You don't have no degrees or nothing. Like me, I don't have degrees, but I have so many certificates that it could make up to a degree. I could have like 3 or 4 degrees with all the certificates that I have. But not to brag, it's just that, you know, sometimes God put people on different paths. We don't know if that path of them having abortion is their path to righteousness. We don't know if their path to being transgender is the path to righteousness. We have no way of judging anybody. We cannot see what everybody's future holds. That's none of our business. At all. When I say at all, at all. So, you have rebuked the nations and destroyed the wicked. You have blotted out their name forever and ever. So basically, those that try to put themselves in God's judgment, they're going to fall. So I'm going to say this, and I hate being political. You have Republicans trying to take away a lot of entitlements to people that need those entitlements. They're trying to take food stamps. They're trying to take Medicare to help those in the hierarchy, which is like Elon Musk and all them other stuff. It's bad enough that Elon Musk ain't going to heaven. But to run over people, it sure ain't going to be right. You know what I'm saying? So those that are using their political gain to line their pockets with more money and everything else and greed, that's why we have inflation. I'm going to say this too. We don't have the highest inflation in the world. The highest inflation is at UK and Germany. I think that Germany is like 11%. UK is like 10%, or it might be vice versa. We're at 8%. So we're doing pretty good than most countries. And the thing is that we got so much corporate greed because when they did the macro and microeconomics, they never thought about putting stipulations on companies that may gouge those people. So you seen like Shell and other companies like in the U.S. that they had 9, 10, 15% profits or whatever, but they're not trying to ramp up production. They're not ramping up production because they don't want to, because they don't have, the president of the company don't have obligations to the people. They have obligations to their stockholders and their board members. They don't care if you're struggling. They don't care if you don't have money for gas or you need to get to work. And if you have to get to work at their station, oh, they'll be like, oh, you got to do it or you're fired. You know what I'm saying? They take from the lower and they are comfortable at the higher. They take from the low and be comfortable from the high. And you have people in Congress that are bought out. And I'm not going to say not only Democrats, but a lot of Republicans have been. A lot of Republicans have been. They have been bought in. And that's why you don't, when you go in and you look on congress.org and see what bills they have passed or vetoed or passed for, you're not going to see much. I just looked at Rand Paul. He didn't do shit. And I knew that he had, one of the bills was the PAC bill. And I was so passionate about, because those are my brothers and sisters that have been around fire pits that had to endure all that toxic waste and toxic fumes and stuff. Yeah, he voted no for it. They don't vote. And then they were trying to get, was it Matt Gaetz trying to get rid of the Veterans Affairs? And you got a lot of my brothers and sisters that actually use the Veterans Affairs for their disability. So what happens if, so you got more homelessness, you're going to have more anger issues, mental health issues and stuff like that. They're not even taking the time to combat mental health issues. But I feel bad for Biden, because he's going to be blamed for the simple fact that he's one man. But there's the Congress is the one that should be blamed too, because the simple fact that they're not passing the shit that they need to be passing. So it ain't just him. It ain't just him. Just so you know. Endless ruin has overtaken my enemies. You have uprooted their cities. Even memory of them has perished. Of course, we just read that. The Lord reigns forever. He has established his throne for judgment. He rules the world in righteousness and judges the peoples with equity. The Lord is a refuge for the oppressed, a stronghold in the times of trouble. Let me tell you something. Those false prophets that said that wanted to make a Christian nation, you can't do that. You can't do that. You can't make the United States a Christian nation. There's no way in the world. We had so many wars on religion and power. Everybody needs to look back in the freaking history. And not his story. HIS/story. We need to look at the history. Every time somebody try to use a religion to benefit their way of being, it doesn't go well. It doesn't go well. And you say, oh, well, we're going to have a Christian nation. No, you cannot have that if we're the United States. The United States mean that we're united. We have more than one religion. We have Muslims. We have Jewish. We have Buddhism. And everything else in between. You can't do it. It's not righteous. And you are oppressing those that are trying to press it, or trying to practice it. You are oppressing those that are trying to get their lives together. Some people need a hand. They need food stamps because they need food for the kids. Some people need housing assistance because they can't pay their rent because they were short on a check. So why oppress them? They paid into it, so they're entitled to it. And then you have people that paid into it that died a long time. And I hate to say it like that, not to sound so mean and so heartless. I don't mean to sound heartless, but we have people that died a long time ago, and even during the pandemic, God rest their souls, that had paid into all the taxes, all the Social Security. So I don't know what the hell they're talking about unless they were trying to take that money towards the rich. But anyway, a stronghold in times of trouble. Those who know your name, trusting you for you, Lord, have never forsaken those who seek you. Sing the praises of the Lord enthroned in Zion. Proclaim among the nations what he has done. For he who avenges blood remembers. He does not ignore the cries of the afflicted. Just like the ones that got sent to Martha's Vineyard. Need I say more? Lord, see how many enemies persecute me. Have mercy and lift me from the gates of death, that I may declare your praises, and in the gates of daughter Zion, and there rejoice in your salvation. The nations have fallen into the pit they have dug. Their feet are caught in the net they have hidden. Get ready, because if the wrong people are in the government, already we're seeing that with Putin. Already. Let some more people come through. The Lord is known by his acts of justice. The wicked are ensnared by the work of their hands. The wicked goes down to the realm of the dead, and all nations that forget God. But God will never forget the needy, and the hope of the afflicted will never perish. So those that take away their Social Security, those that take away their Medicaid and Medicare because they feel that, oh, it's not needed, we need to go ahead and put that towards, you're going to find out. Because you take away that and something happened to his righteous people, God is not going to be good with you. Arise, Lord, do not let mortals triumph. Let the nations be judged in your presence. Strike them with terror, Lord. Let the nations know they are not only mortal. Yeah, because you don't see anything in the Bible that says that they are supposed to judge you. And eventually they think they are above God. They are not above God. So we're going to go in Psalms 10 and then Psalms 11. So we're almost there. Psalm, just so you get a gist. And then I'm going to do an overall collaboration of what I think on this. And so that way you can have a understanding. So, excuse me. Drinking water. Good God. Why, Lord, do you stand far off? Why do you hide yourself in time of trouble? In his arrogance, the wicked man hunts down the weak. In his arrogance. Who are they talking about in his arrogance? The wicked man hunts down the weak. Didn't we just have him as the last president? Who are caught in the schemes he devises? He boasts about his cravings of his heart. He blesses the greedy and reviles the Lord. In his pride, the wicked man does not seek him. In all his thoughts, there is no room for God. He always are always prosperous. Your laws are rejected by him. He sneers at all his enemies. Wow. Does that sound like something that is going through, that we're going through as of right now? He says to him, nothing will ever shake me. He swears no one will ever do me harm. His mouth is full of lies. And you can look this up. This is Psalms 10. I'm on 7 right now. I went through 1 to 6. You are more welcome to follow through. And this is the international version, but yeah. His mouth is full of lies and threats. Trouble and evil are under his tongue. He lies in wait near the villages from ambush. He murders the innocent. And murders the innocent would be the not the January 6th. I'm just saying. His eyes watch in secret for his victims. Like a lion in cover, he lies in wait. He lies in wait to catch the helplessness. He watches his helpless and drags them off in his net. His victims are crushed. They collapse. They fall under his strength. Then what happened at January 6th? He says to himself, God will never notice. He covers his face and never sees. Arise, Lord, lift up your hand, O God. Do not forget the helpless. Why does the wicked man reveal God? Why does he say to himself, he won't call me to account? But this is the one that pulled out the Bible in front and cleared out the whole street just so he can pull out the Bible for a photo op. But you, God, see the trouble of the afflicted. You consider their grief and take it in hand. The victims commit themselves to you. You are the helper of the fatherless. Break the arm of the wicked man. Call the evildoer to account for his wickedness that would not otherwise be found out. The Lord is king for ever and ever. The nations will perish from his hand, from his land. You, Lord, hear the desire of the afflicted. You encourage them and you listen to their cry. Defend the fatherless and the oppressed so that the mere earthly mortals will never again strike terror. So this is Psalms 10, and I'm going to go in 11, and 11 is for the director of music of David. Let me know if you feel that, like I said, just reading this, because I read the Bible. I don't read it as often as I usually do, or I used to, but when we started having this, I started noticing the similarities of different events, and it's so weirded. And you know, calling him the orange Jesus, I might call him the Antichrist, but it's neither here or there. I can't say that because I don't know, but it's just everything that says in Psalms, it seems like not only a certain extremist right are following that, and we had a couple of extremist Democrats that were following his lead as well, but it is also him, the ex-president, I'm just going to say it, but It's neither here or there. You have to make, like I said, in the art of war, and as well as here, that the leadership is supposed to follow the people. It's not the other way around. So when the leadership does do the opposite, that's when we go into peril. That's when we are in trouble. But if we follow, help the people. I mean, everything is not perfect. Nobody is perfect, and nobody's above God either. But nobody is perfect. And with that being said, although people are not supposed to be above God, they think that they are. And you got some people already declaring who is Jesus and who is this and who is that, and they can't do that. There's only one Jesus, and he is not on this earth yet, orange or otherwise. Okay, so going into Psalms 11, and this will be the last. And again, if you have different atheists, I ain't even going to ask you nothing because I already know. But if you know a little bit, please speak out. But if you don't, that's fine. I understand your stance. But those in different religions, please teach me. I want to know what your books are saying. You know, I can read it, but I won't understand it as well as you understand it, because that wasn't my lifetime learning. You know, you learned that for a lifetime. So if it says pretty much the same thing, then we're on the same page. We're in trouble. So, but if not, you know, tell me your differences and let us have a conversation. So that way we, especially an educated conversation, so that way everybody knows. Because, you know, everybody always want to condemn somebody else's religion, but they don't know nothing about it. And that's not how it's supposed to be. You're supposed to respect all cultures, all nations, all colors, all religions. And I would rather for somebody come out and say, okay, look, maybe your religion is like this, but this is how it is. I want to learn, because then that's how I know how to better communicate with other people, one, and to better understand their way of learning, understand their religious perspective, and be, you know, be mindful, because everybody's not mindful of everybody's religion. Okay, so this is my last chapter I'm going to read. Everybody's probably like, yay, but I'm just saying, everything, just in the last 11 chapters, it tells exactly what's going on in the United States, and you cannot deny that. And then, well, there's more, but we're not going into that. I just can't. It would be a lot longer than what I'm doing right here. In the Lord, I take refuge. This is Psalms 11 in the first verse. In the Lord, I take refuge. How then can you say to me, flee the bird into your mountain? For look, the wicked bind their bows. The wicked bend their bows. I'm sorry. They set their arrows against the strings to shoot from the shadows. Does that sound like somebody talking about that God, what's it, that Jesus wouldn't be crucified if he had an AK-47? Yeah, somebody said that. But for the wicked bend their bows. They set their arrows against the strings to shoot from the shadows at the upright in heart. When the foundations are being destroyed, what can the righteous do? The Lord is in his holy temple. The Lord is on the holy throne. He observes everyone on earth, his eyes examining them. The Lord examines the righteous, but the wicked, those who love violence, he hates with passion. Uh-oh, January 6th, people. One, and those after that. On the wicked, he will rain fiery coals and burning sulfur. A scorching wind will be their lot. Again, a scorching wind will be their lot. They will die where they stand. For the Lord is righteous. He loves justice. And the upright will see his face. And that's the end of that. I'm not going to go any further because of the simple fact that, one, I think I made this long enough. This was not supposed to be a Bible study, but in a sense that you all need to know what's going on in the world, because eventually not everybody knows what the sugar honey iced tea is going on in the world. Nobody knows what kind of shit is going on. Everybody is assuming that this is what God wants. And that's not what he wants. He wants his people to, he is of love. He wants his people to live in free will. He didn't say free will of other people, because I just read you pretty much almost not all of Psalms. Psalms is like 100 and something pages. Oh my God, there's 100 and something chapters. But the chapters that I read to you, it stated that he is the righteous judge. So why are we judging other people? And I understand it is human nature, but keep that to yourself. That shouldn't be outlined outward to where you can oppress other people. Because we're not supposed to be oppressed. We're supposed to live life to the fullest. So if somebody wants to love another sex, that's none of our business. If they want to be another sex, that's none of our business. We just got to know, only thing we have to do is adapt and overcome. That is our actual being. We're supposed to adapt and overcome and still show love to those that want to change to this, that, and the other. Don't you know that this is a school? This is actually a school. We are learning. And the decisions that we make is what is going to be, one, judged when we get up to heaven. If we get into heaven, I mean, we got a table and stuff and an interrogation room before we get to heaven. So what you gonna do? Are you going to back away and say, you know, maybe I was wrong, I should leave him alone? Because what you think, fine, you can think it, but you can't act it. And that's the problem, what's going on with the United States is, with the United States is, oh my goodness gracious, mommy power, woohoo, with the United States now. Everybody is putting their drink in their two-step. I'm gonna say it like that. I like that song too. But they put their drink in their two-step in and think that it's gonna be a party on because everybody gonna fall in. Yeah. No. Excuse me. Everybody's not gonna fall in because everybody is going to find a loophole. Everybody is gonna find, it's going to say, this is my choice. Why are you taking this choice? No man, no woman, and no child has the right to take a choice from somebody. And I wouldn't say child, but you know, simple fact. But just to give you a perspective, Children, no. Man, woman, no. And we're supposed to be grown. But, and the problem is that everybody lost sight of God, no matter what your religion is. No matter what your religion is. If your religion was Buddhist, I know Buddha did not have nothing against nobody. Muhammad didn't have nothing against nobody. Each one of them were great men. And men, along with Jesus, they all served one God. And, well, what I understood, everybody serves one God. There's one supreme being. There's one spiritual source, whatever you want to call them. There's the main man on the top that's looking at everybody and saying, what the hell are y'all thinking? What is this? Who said that I said that I was against this? I was against that. You having a what type of nation? You having a Christianity nation? Who agreed to that? I didn't agree to that. What memo did I didn't get that memo. God didn't get that memo, but I tell you what, I hate to say it like this, DeSantis had to learn it the hard way. Because when he sent those 50 people, you know they had a God, and they prayed to Mother Mary too. God bless Mary. And they prayed to her too. And he got hit with one of those. And you know what? He had to ask for their help to rebuild Florida. And I hate to say that. When you pray to God and you know as a people that you are being oppressed, that you're being treated unfairly, what is your motive? What is your motive to take away rights of other people? To make you feel good? Because it ain't about the kids, because the kids, they're using the kids as a crutch. What is it? Because if you had actually used if there was an actual narrative, people can work together for that, for a narrative. But you want to go undercover and take away rights and things of other people, and that's not right. So whatever the election shows, guess what? God's going to show his power. So hopefully we're on the good side of the power. But if we're not, I hate to be on the bad side. Because I don't think God's going to. He's not liking it. And my gut feeling is telling me it's going to be. And I have not been wrong. I have not been wrong. I was not wrong about DeSantis. Somebody asked me, I am not going to be wrong. Let the Republicans take away anything that has to do with the needy, that has to do with taking care of people, or even Democrats or independents. Let's see how far you're going to fly. Or you gonna fall? Because it ain't gonna be pretty. Until then, God bless you. Have a nice day.